Tim, look, thank you for your excellent presentations. I found them very helpful in explaining what you've been doing. I've just got a couple of comments and a couple of issues which will maybe take no more than 2 minutes. I think you've probably missed the boat on the resources side of things. It's good that we're heavily invested in BHP and Rio, but there doesn't seem to be much of a holding at all in Oxiana, Zinifex, Newcrest, Fortescue, some of those other sort of second tier, still multi-billion dollar companies that have gone booming along. I'd be interested in why we've steered clear, particularly of Fortescue, as that's been the single most explosive stock in the last little period.
Well, the focus things that I'm trying to handle on this group, why not Oxiana, which is a good example, or Fortescue? We are about enhancing income, and we've traditionally stayed very close to the solid dividend paying resource companies. Also, we tend to stay fairly close to that top 50 where there are viable option markets. So that really is a bit of a stab at it. Were we nimble enough to buy them in the trading? Well, I think the answer is we weren't looking in that space. I doubt if we will be looking in that space. It's because we believe the feedback I always get from the shareholders is we're in there for the dividends. We want more dividends. But it is a balancing item because if you've got a low yield or no yield, and there is no potential for option premium, maybe it's not necessarily our space. There have been some exceptions. One example is that we've been very, very keen on coal seam methane, and Queensland Gas is a company, but that's generally how we approach it.